A slow start for truck farmers as well. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's been the latest spring ever. I mean, everything we got is probably, I'm going to say, 2 weeks late.
That's Terry Hughes of Flat Top Farm Market in Bledsoe County. And this spring, he and other fruit and vegetable growers are finding it much the same as row crop farmers have been this spring with the extreme wet weather. And that's held planting back and delayed their strawberry crops from getting picked. Those berries are now finally at their peak, but his 50 acres of commercial tomatoes are just now starting to go in the ground.
But to do tomatoes, you gotta do a lot of things to the ground, and it's just hard to get the weather to work with. And when it does, we just don't have time. We just have a little opening, and we work when we can. So we're going to be late.
Terry Hughes says he staggers his fields of tomatoes so that he'll harvest a crop starting in July and go all the way till frost.
We like to set on the mountain here. I try to set 5 different settings so I'll have a continuous flow of tomatoes. And we do that with our small vegetable crops, too. We just keep a plant. So that way we've always got a new field not coming in, you know. But it's hard to keep it on schedule this year, you know. It's just real hard because it's just unbelievable amount of rain that we've had.
Now, the Flat Top Market tomatoes are trucked to the Atlanta area wholesale, and then they are distributed all over the Southeast. But throughout the spring and summer, all kinds of fruits and vegetables available at their market, including blackberries, peaches, squash, and beans. And those strawberries, again, are right now at their best. And to find out more info about Flat Top Farm Market and other fruit and vegetable growers across the state, visit the Pick Tennessee Products website at picktnproducts.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.